Some days are just different. That's really the truth. And I think that that's an important thing that we have to sometimes notice. This morning, I got up very early. Had a lot of work to catch up on. I had a shiur to prepare for tonight. There was a lot of stuff going on. So I got up this morning around 4:30, started my day. And I left for shul to get there, my usual 10 minutes or so early. And I came into shul. There happened to have been, my windshield wasn't frozen over. There was no, I made every light. I came into shul at 5:48, and I put on my talis, and I was really ready to start davening. And someone came into shul and called out to the five or six people that were there. There was a car accident. Someone got hit across the street, and the person was not in the car when they got hit. They were on the street walking. And obviously, that's like, it's jarring. It completely, completely threw off my entire day. It's my neighbor. It's a friend. You do your best you can to help out, even though I am not medical personnel by any way, shape, or form. And after the medical people were all there and taking care of the situation, I went back into shul to daven. And when I went into shul to daven, I did an abridged Psukei Dezimra because I was late, but I got up to the words of Ashrei, and I have to tell you, davening is not my strong suit by any stretch of the imagination, but it hit me that the words of David HaMelech, the words of Tefillah, are so powerful, but more often than not, we don't even notice. Ashrei Yoshvei Veitecho Yalucha Sela. Lucky is the one that sits in his house. Go on. Malchuscha, Malchus Kolam, and God, you are all powerful. Someh Hashem, Lachalon Oflim, is right. God, you pick people up. Poteach et yadecho maspia lachal chai ratzon. God, you have everything in your hands. Give it all to us. Why does it matter? It matters because in that moment, those words hit me so hard, and I turned to God and said, God, you can do all of this. You can be Mirape cholim, you could fix those that are sick that need a refuah instantaneously. It was jarring because I realized that most days we just say the words quickly and get on with our lives. And it hit me as the day went on that I think that's Parshas Mishpatim. You see, it's not the Aseres Adibros. It's not the earth-shattering mitzvos of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I'm the only God. You shouldn't have any false gods. Keep Shabbos. Keep it Ava'im. You're not finding God in Mishpatim, in the monumental mitzvos. But it's the little things. How I go about my day. What do I do? All of those little things. All of those little things. Why I think it matters is because I think the message of Mishpatim is, do you want to know how to find God in your life? It's you just have to let God in. And if at every juncture in your day, God is part of it, He's part of all of your actions and everything you do, from the big to the small, you're not going to have a hard time connecting with God because He's always there. The very first siman in Shulchan Aruch, in Orach Chaim, talks about how you get up in the morning. You got to jump out of bed. You can't be lazy. You can't hit the snooze button. And I know that many of us struggle with that. But why does it have to be? Because what it's doing is it's giving a framework. It's saying from the moment you get up, you have an opportunity to be an Eved Hashem. You have an opportunity to connect up with Hashem. Don't lose the day. Don't lose the opportunity. Because if you do, what a shame. You'll have, God willing, another day. But you lost this day. And this day is never coming back. And I thought as the day went on, how much we take all of that for granted. We take for granted the power of tefillah. We take for granted the fact that God is with us at all times, and we certainly, certainly take for granted that there'll be another day, because there usually is. I think that the message overall of our parsha is seek God know he's always there. And just remember, each day is a gift. Have a great day.